As we minister the word, we give you all the glory, Father. And we know it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. Now, Holy Spirit, you're welcome. The gifts, the fruit, the ministry gifts, the beatitude, they're all welcome in this place. Teach us. Minister to us. Give people their answer. Here, Daryl from around the world and then all on the internet and different stations. Touch their hearts. Touch their mind. Touch their situations. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 will be a setting, a prompt for you to understand how the glory really works. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. It's talking about the Lord Jesus. Jesus wore a glory mantle when he was here on earth. And by wearing that mantle, he never failed.
Yes, sir.
He had what you call, and for lack of a better word, the inclusive presence of God. God's presence was always inclusive in all of Jesus' actions. Or included, if you want to use another word. And so my job tonight is to prove to the body of Christ that that same glory that the Lord Jesus was functioning in, he has designed his church to function or to be a glorious church. And I think what we touched on this morning is we have been taught that the glory is sporadically. So we sometimes have it, and we sometimes don't have it. That is not right. You can't leave yourself.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to make note, I never read this anywhere. I heard this from the Holy Ghost, that I have glory citizenship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have glory citizenship.
Yeah, to see, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of glory.
Yes, sir.
And Hebrews later on tell us it is an immovable kingdom. That kingdom is functioning. You can't move it. And when that kingdom find out what is rightfully is or hers, you can't stop them. So this spliced life we've been living, sometime having victory, and sometimes feeling sorry for ourselves, is not, I'll make a word now, glomatic. Write that down, glomatic. Spell it any way you want. Just know that the apostle coined a word called glomatic. And I'm hearing before I read my text that this glomatic anointing of glory will stop all the dramatic moments you've been having in your life.
Yes, sir.
Somebody ought to say amen. You know you've had some dramas.
Yes, sir.
But if you had understanding that you're designed to live a glory life,
Yes, sir.
Then you will know whatever happening is only temporary. Talk to me, somebody here. Whatever you're dealing with right now, before this week out, you're going to recognize that this is a temporary deal, because I'm coming up out of here.
Yes,
In my glory. To his glory is my glory. You heard that? His glory is my glory. Now, when you read this text, it's all over then, if you understand that. Hebrews 1:3, you looked at it yet? His glory is my glory. He stripped himself of his mighty glory and power and became a man that he can manifest his glory in the earth's realm and pass it on to you and I.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
The Bible said the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, Romans 8:11, dwells in me. What? Dwells in me. Same power. Same anointed.
Same
Father.
Same.
What?
Yes, sir.
What would you do if I tell you you have the same pretensions of Jesus? If you hear me tonight, I want to pull the mask off of biblical character.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to pull a mask off of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
So you can see that you Abraham.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Pull a mask off of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you can see you are Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You are God operating in the earth realm.
Yes, sir.
Nope, nobody heard that. Nobody heard. Y'all didn't hear that. You are God operating. Just as God sent Jesus, God has sent you with the same ability. That Jesus had.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I am the glory representative now.
My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't see it back there. Y'all back there heard what I said? I am the one that's supposed to let God use me to make it happen like he wanted to happen. So I hear in the spirit greater currents of glory is about to flow through your life. There's a 220 plug up in electricity.
Yes, sir.
There's a 110.
Yes, sir.
We're unplugging all the 110s tonight.
Yes, sir.
So your listen to me. So your currents,
yes, sir,
of glory can be stronger.
Yeah.
More powerful. Yes,
sir. Y'all hear me over there?
Yes, sir.
Y'all ready for some fresh currents?
Yes, sir.
There are some appliances that cannot run on 110.
That's right.
I tried it when I was broke. I tried to make it run, but it wouldn't go.
Jesus.
So a few things that you have been going through that you are not satisfied with.
Right.
Because it didn't have a strong enough flow. When these currents start stirring in you tonight, you're going to begin to live at another dimension. That's why you are here. You are here to be wrapped in apostolic glory. No, I gotta say it right, God. Apostolic government, write this down. Apostolic government glory. Because this system got to stop bluffing us. And as you begin to walk in this current of glory, good God Almighty, and you be walking in Shukunda, Vromatsetsa Romance, Krosopakasatatata, places, this is what I heard, places that you had to fight from this day forward, you're going to flow. Some of y'all need to be shocked out of some things. Shocking currents. Yes, Hebrews 1:3. Talking about Jesus. But when they talk about Jesus, they talk about me. You may be seated. I want you to see yourself in this verse. Who being the brightness of his glory. Who being the brightness of his glory. And are you with me? The express image of his person. You cannot really express yourself as a believer without the glory.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I want you to put this statement, I want you to personalize it. I'll say it one way, but I want you to personalize it. I can say it the way you need to put it down. My story changed tonight.
Absolutely.
Some of y'all didn't say it. And if you don't say it, you're not going to get nothing. If you don't say it, you're not going to get nothing. You sit there with your cute self. If you don't say it, Lord, don't let them have nothing. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Good God Almighty. I wonder why they have glory first in his voice. You can't really express God without glory. Nobody want to hear your hard luck story. You're supposed to be saying, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I don't care what's going on. I'm going to praise him. When things seem like they're not going right, you need to get you some crazy praise.
Hallelujah.
Paul and Silas taught me that. When you lock up and look like there's no hope, you got to get in crazy praise. Let me give you a definition of glory. Sit down. Let me give you a definition that you never heard before. Glory, this is my definition. This is my dictionary.
Okay, all right.
Glory means heavenly places. Write that down. Glory means heavenly places. Because when the glory is functioning, it has total heavenly backup. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
it's
you,
another Lord. One. Glory is heaven mirror. And when the glory comes, you can see who you really are.
Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad.
Well, I ain't going to rob nothing here, man.
That was good.
It's a heavenly mirror.
Yeah.
Wow.
You never see a problem in the glory. You never see shortages in the glory. You'll never see sickness in the glory. You'll never see death in the glory. You'll never see hard luck in the glory. You'll never see failure or impossibility in the glory. It's a mirror. The glory of God is a supernatural mirror for you to look into to really recognize and remember who you are. No matter what's going on, you know it's all subject to change in your favor. Matter of fact, let something come so I can shout. Let something come. Let something come so I can test the glory out. You don't never have a challenge. You don't know what you're wearing. I'll tell you a secret here. I don't know if you can handle it, but I'm going to tell you. Satan is designed to make you stronger. Had he known, he wouldn't have crucified.
That's right, that's right.
Because when he crucified Jesus, he made Jesus stronger. So when he messed with you, he assisted in his own defeat. Didn't hear that over there. If anything going wrong in your life tonight, I want you to know that Satan is assisting you to his own defeat. Because he's about to pull more glory out of you. He's about to pull more trust in God out of you. He's about to pull more faith. What? He's about to pull more pride out of you. He's about to pull more praise out of you. If you didn't have that problem, you wouldn't have praised him.
Hallelujah.
You better praise him up in here.
Yes, sir.
So as we tonight look into the glory mirror and function in a different dimension of glory current, something is about to happen that never happened in your life before. That's something I want to tell you. Let me finish reading this. Sit down. Let me finish reading this. I got something I want to tell you. Wait a minute. It's a statement I need to make to you. Just hold that voice. I got to read this now because it's hot. Get ready to function beyond normal church attendance and believers' Bible study. Get ready to function beyond normal church attendance and believers' Bible studies. Get ready to perform more competently and confidentially in life and ministry.
Wow. Yes, sir.
You got two things you're working with. You're working with the glory mirror, and you're working with a stronger current of glory.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's not what I'm talking about, though. Mm. Let me give you this, and we'll go back to our verses, because I got to read these verses together. Wearing the prophetic mantle of the Father of glory. Wearing the, say it with me, wearing the
prophetic mantle of the Father of glory.
And the reason it is the prophetic mantle, because it has already been predicted by glory how you're supposed to come out. And once you get in alignment with it, you'll come out in victory every time.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Got it? Now, somebody's life changing here. Somebody like you. Oh, yeah. 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 You see this prophetic mantle of glory, of the Father's glory, going to cause you to start prophesying. Instead of looking at what the world and Satan and the system trying to show you, you're going to be prophetical. You're going to prophesy. You're going to stand up and say, this is how it's going to happen.
Right. Come on.
Thank you, God.
Thank
God.
Yes, sir.
Don't you sit here and believe you can't wear this mantle.
Right.
You've been on this mountain long enough. It's time to see more of your life.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
It's time for some fresh
stuff
to happen.
Glory. Jesus. Absolutely.
Aren't you tired of other people living your dream? Right down there. I'm tired of other people in my dream. Because where you can't go and you see somebody else there. They don't have yours. But they live in your dream.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And you know what the Spirit of God said now, right now? I want all excuses to get off the plane right now. Y'all get off. Get off of here. You can't fly with me.
Come on.
All, any of y'all making any excuses as if I'm not talking to you, I need you to debark.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because the Lord can do for you what he done for any, no. Any character in the Bible. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, Solomon, David, Esther, Ruth. God can do the same thing for you. He was just trying to show you how he do it. But you can't keep looking at them and not knowing that God. You can't keep talking about Abraham. Become Abraham. You can't, y'all women, y'all can't keep talking about Esther. Become Esther. Become Ruth. Become pregnant with your right leg, Mary. Don't worship Mary as a god. She's just another woman that God used. God can impregnate you. Pregnate you just like he impregnated Mary. All Mary was pointing out is a divine pregnancy. You need to be pregnant with Jesus. The word of God pregnant you with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say, let the glory fall.
Let the glory fall.
Say, I'm ready. Go back to Hebrew. Shalalabakata. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night.
Everybody just got paid. Glory to God. 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 Nobody leave here the same. Ministries are changing. Pastors are changing. Pulpits will be different. Oh, something getting on you. Erasable stuff. You can't erase it. You can't erase it. None erasable. Anointing getting on you now. Now I feel the glory coming in you. I've been preaching about 25 minutes. I thank God, you know. It's not by might, nor by power, but by His Spirit. I told the Lord what I'm going to do this week. Just relax myself and let Him do what He want to do. And yield. Flow with Him. You feel that?
Yes, sir.
Sit down, the glory of Him. You're trying to finish read, you're trying to read one voice, man. I'm trying to read this voice. This voice is so loaded. Yeah, verse 3. Look at it again, Hebrews 3. This voice is loaded. This voice is telling you a whole lot of things you can do when you understand that you're carrying the same glory that Jesus was carrying. Jesus prayed for it and all get out in the 17th chapter of John. We'll finally get to them boys on the Mount of Transfiguration. They got, when the glory came, they didn't know what to do. They want to build something. Well, they ain't trying to build nothing, boy. Be still. Receive. I'm going to give you a commentary on this voice. Verse 3, a divine commentary that didn't come out of commentary. Came from the Holy Ghost. All right. So in verse 3, I'm going to take you to a text next that's going to be the commentary of this. Just like Psalm 1 is the commentary of Joshua 1:8. I see some of y'all don't know the Bible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Psalm 1 is the commentary of Joshua 1:8. It tell you further how Joshua 1:8 works. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding, good God Almighty, all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. I don't know what to give you this commentary now. I'll give you the description that. Go to Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Ephesians chapter 1. Just give me a minute here. I'm almost through. Give me a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, before we read it, let me give you a few things that the Holy Ghost said to me about His glory. When the glory is full, a new dimension of power is released. Number two, listen, you listening? All natural and demonic power must bow in the presence of His glory. Miracles, signs, and wonders come to attention and begin to obey the very atmosphere of his glory. Impossibilities and limitation have to yield to all things are possible and to the unlimited God. Can I hear a hallelujah over here? I need to read this again because this stuff is non-wasteable. And you need to hear what I'm saying. You need to understand I'm preaching from another depth here. I'm not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is not just a point.
Right, right. Yes, sir.
Point setter.
Yes, sir.
You need to listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
It's taking you somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Where you should have been. Long time ago. Impossibilities and limitations have to yield to all things are possible and to the unlimitedness of God. When you're looking in that glory mirror.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when you have the currents of glory flowing through you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I told y'all I'm not going to be hooping and hollering and groaning up here tonight. Y'all just got to get ready to hear what the Lord's saying. Because no, we're not going to do that. The power got to come in here, the real power. You don't be emotional, you're going to walk out here with real power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to walk out here with no limitation.
No limitation.
No impossibility.
No impossibility.
I don't care what they say on the news.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what the computer say.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody says. I know who I am. It's time to function in who you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Father.
I agree.
An excellent spirit invades this place and dissolving all hard things. That's Daniel 5:12. When you really walk in the glory, you have interpretation. And you can deal with hard sentences. And you're up for promotion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell the person next to you, you're up for promotion. Tell them you can't set up in here and not be promoted.
Yes, sir.
Unless you, y'all have much on me, unless you're stubborn or stupid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Now, your stubbornness may tell you you know it all.
Yeah.
And we blessed because you're here. But you better listen, children.
Yes, sir.
Faith, the anointing, the kingdom, God's will, and the power become one. In the glory. When the glory is present, they all come together.
Yes, sir.
Thine is the kingdom. The power and the glory. They will begin to run together in your life. Kingdom, the power, and the glory will start bumping into each other.
Yeah. Wow.
And they'll start manifesting out of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everybody around you will recognize that you're not from here. You're only passing through. You're not from here. You're a citizen of another power, another dimension, another ability. You understand me? Another joy, another peace. You got a joy that works when things not going right. You got a peace that passes all understanding. You're not normal.
I'm not normal.
You shout when you're supposed to be crying. You living when you're supposed to be dying. I know what some of y'all need. A glory soaking. You get soaked for this week out there. But if you ever get soaked in glory,
yes, sir.
You'll know,
yes, sir.
That it's all right. See, because the brightness of his glory belongs to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
His person is your person. His ability to uphold all things by the word of his power is my ability. But I can't operate in a natural surrounding for it to happen. So I have to know that I'm qualified to operate in another dimension. The currents are flowing up in here. I'm plugging in.
I'm going
to another level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who up in here listening to me?
Yes,
make some noise. I say to you by the unction of the Holy Ghost, is no reason for you after the night to stay on the same level.
No reason.
God's word is too powerful.
Yes, sir.
His anointing, this mantle of glory, this mantle of the Father's glory. The mantle of the Father's glory is being opened up to you. Is no reason for you to live at the same dimension. There's no reason for you to have the same problem.
No reason.
Let me whoop this commentary out. Sit down, because I've got 27 minutes. Well, I better read this one to you. The glory will shut down all infirmities and inflame your life with health and finances.
Yes, sir.
All infirmities is shut out or burned out by the glory. Ephesians 1. Paul, and I'll do the same thing tonight. The Apostle Paul was thankful for people who were hungry for God. And just like tonight, I'm thankful for you that you're here. I know many of y'all made a lot of sacrifices to be here, but I'm thankful. But I tell you what, your payday will be bigger than your sacrifice. You here for a reason. Tell somebody, I'm here for a reason. This this season in your life is over. Wherever you have been and you didn't want to be is over.
It's over. It's over.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's
over. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
You want me to tell you what I heard?
Yes, sir.
Your favor has tripled.
Yes. Yes. Glory.
Glory. I'm going to hurt. Tell them their favor has tripled. Then he said, I'm prophesying all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Then he said, none of my favors are small. So you got large, triple favors.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is repeat it.
Large, triple favors. I got large,
triple favors. That's all you gotta do. He said, what I do when I leave you, I keep repeating it.
Keep repeating. I got large, triple favors.
Keep saying it. Watch what I say. Keep saying it because it came out of the apostle's spirit.
Yes, sir.
Not just his mouth.
Yes, sir.
I'm not just making up tongue things to say to you. When it come down here, I'm speaking it out. He said, you have large, triple favors. Who can stop it? Who can stop it?
Nobody.
Had you ever heard that before? Large, triple favor? I never heard that before. I heard it in here, and I released it on God's people because you're here for a reason.
Yes, large, triple favor. Large, triple. Thank you, Lord.
So the house you were thinking about building is too small. I went to a man's ministry and prophesied. He had the contractors and everything. They were laying the foundation and everything. And I somewhat say it, don't think small. And I think he built that house twice as big. He shut them down and redrew it. Pastor.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wait, you remember where that pastor was, Buck? Leroy, you remember who it was? Wait, where's what? Where's that?
In Chicago.
He. Yeah. Huh? Huh? Tell us, Jackson. He said, no, this house is too small. This man, where this man talking here? God want me to have more.
Yes, sir.
And he built his wife a bigger house.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Glory to God.
All right, God. That's awesome.
You will have your all revealed before you know it.
Yes, sir.
It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by his spirit.
Yes, sir.
You're going to learn how to drive it, and y'all going to have many years together in it.
Yes, sir.
You know who I'm talking to, right? You know where my finger pointing at?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God.
Last man I prophesied that to, he didn't only get a RV, he got a new house.
Yeah.
And it's not no small house. Shut up. Give me a few minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is. That is. That is right there. That is right there. That is, he come to conform his word. He come to conform his word. He's here. He come to confirm his word.
Yes.
I sense his presence.
Yes, glory. Glory.
The Lord is here.
The Lord is here.
To back his word up. All of your insufficiencies going to turn to sufficiencies.
Yeah.
Sit down again if we can. Let's try one more time. I'm going to read this commentary for Hebrews 1:3. Here in Ephesians 1. Look at the third verse. And I probably want to look at two or three verses before I read the commentary to get you set up for another aspect that the Lord has showed me. You here? You're going home.
Here, here.
Somebody say, I'm sure enough here. you feel that in the atmosphere?
Yes.
See, that's what we've been missing when I was up there clowning. I walk too heavy,
yes, sir,
in the spirit to be playing around and have a good time.
Yes, sir.
Pick up, awesome.
God, people got to be blessed, man.
Yes, sir.
You got to leave here with something.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Not just a good feeling.
Yes, sir.
I know how to make you feel good, but no, you need to know something to add to your faith. Something you can take home with. You can't take no emotion home with you. Emotion get off at the first stop.
Yeah,
right. Right. That's true.
Yeah. Mm.
Verse 3, chapter 1, Ephesians, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now, you know what I heard when I read it for you? Didn't know it. This need glory transportation.
Yes, sir. Wow.
These blessings need glory transportation.
Wow.
Do you know what you've heard just now? Now you know. You see, where faith stopped and the anointing stop, mm-hmm, the glory take over.
Yes, Lord, take so.
So glory actually is the transporting,
uh-huh,
of these manifestations and demonstrations in your life.
Yes, sir.
They come through the glory. The faith and the anointing is to wake them up.
Yes, sir.
But the real transportation of the blessing is when you get in the Father's presence,
yes, sir,
and he can present it to you himself. Everything from God, good God Almighty, is a glory gift. It's not Christmas, it's glory.
Glory, it's glory. Glory.
You think you have unwrapped some presents after the night?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Night?
Yes.
You're going to get tired unwrapping.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to ask the Lord, give me a break.
Yes, sir.
I'll be back, Lord. Hold up. Give me a break. How many of y'all ready to unwrap?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is your divine right to have harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything. That's your divine right. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Go to Ephesians 2:6. And has raised us up together. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Are you there? Go to another verse. Go to Ephesians 3:10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. You see that? Come on, give me a minute now. Don't give me a minute. Cool off in here a little bit. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We need the glory. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, the glory rise you above that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because there are no high places for the glory.
Yes, sir.
Who see it?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. See the glory, when you go to functioning in glory current, when you know how to take the step of faith, the step of the anointing, and then you step into the glory.
Yes, sir.
When you step into the glory, that's the end of the story.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because it's not your faith anymore.
Yes, sir.
And it's not your anointing anymore.
Yes,
it's all God.
Yes,
all you got to do is sit down and watch.
Yes, sir.
See, a lot of times we cut the glory off with our faith.
Yes, sir.
A lot of times we cut the glory off with our anointing.
Yes, sir.
Because God steps in, we're still trying to walk in faith. We're still trying to walk in the anointing. And faith and the anointing can't help the glory.
Yes, sir.
They bring you to the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For the glory need no help.
Yes, sir. Wow.
The glory is God himself, all that God is. Omniscient, omnipotent,
yes.
Omnipresent,
yes.
All powerful.
Yes.
See, in the day of Pentecost, they were praying and praising, but all of a sudden, the glory took over. When the disciples had that opposition and the religious spirit was jumping on them because that boy was healed, that lame man, and they started persecuting him. They went in prayer and reminded God of who he was.
Yeah.
And the glory came.
Yeah.
When the glory came, they don't say nothing more about the religious folk. They were gone. Because you can't stop the glory.
Yes, sir.
You can't stop the glory.
Stop the glory.
There's no power,
no power
that can stop the glory.
Stop. Hallelujah. No power.
And you're a glory child.
Glory child. No power to stop.
Glory. Glory.
They overcame him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Yes, sir.
And they love not their lives to death.
Yes.
So when you dealing with something, testify. Testify what the Lord already have done for you.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Activate the Lord again.
Yes, sir.
Thank him for what he already have done.
Yes, sir.
Praise him for what he already have done.
Yes, sir.
Shout about what he already have done. Don't let that take all your attention. Don't let the attack take your attention. Attract the presence of God. Begin to praise him. Begin to dance. Begin to run. Begin to shout. Don't let that problem hold you down. Testify that the Lord been good to me. You know that last jam you was in? You know nobody couldn't get you out.
Yeah.
Did he get you out?
Yeah.
Has the Lord ever done anything for you?
Yeah.
Do you have anything to shout about?
Yeah.
Do you have anything to dance about?
Yeah.
Do you have anything to run about?
Yeah.
Well, shout, dance, and run right now because the Lord's been good to us. I was dealing with a situation in prayer. One of my children, one of my sons, in the gospel. And the case was kind of strong. And so I went to talk with him and his wife. And, you know, I was talking to the Lord. I get in the back of my Maybach and my Miller son, Montreal Drive, man. I don't sit up in front with him, I sit in the back. And so I can meditate and talk to the Lord when I'm going on a case. I went down and ministered to him. As I said, the case looked strong. I was in the back of the car, almost back in Gonzales. And I heard one word. You about to shout, you know. I heard the word wallpaper. I said, wallpaper? What are you saying, Lord? I got it covered. Call back. The boy said, Doc, my pastor on the phone. I want you to talk to him. And I began to talk to the doctor. Doctor said, oh, he's going to be all right. We got it covered.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
So I heard a word for you. Whatever you may be dealing with,
yeah.
Wherever you're trying to go,
yeah.
Whatever you're trying to do, he said to tell you,
yes, sir.
I got it covered. Y'all got to shout better than that? You got to shout better than that? I got it covered. I got it covered. Whatever you're dealing with, wherever you're trying to do, he said, wallpaper, I got it covered. The question is asked, is anything? Now, it's one thing about preaching about prosperity and preaching about wealth and preaching about sowing. It's another thing when it has manifested. I didn't only write that book from revelation. That book is written from manifestation. I sold, and I'm a sower, and I became rich. See, now, children, that's reality. I know y'all don't hear it too much, but that's reality. Paul said, the thing you have seen and learned and heard about me, do it. And so I'm not sharing with you something that I'm trying to do. I have experienced over the years what sowing would do for you if you don't become discouraged and you find the right soil to sow in. The Abraham passage is so powerful there in Genesis chapter 12. You know, that's a powerful passage. I remember in New Orleans, I had the revelation in New Orleans that after sowing for a protracted period of time, you turn into Saul. How many remember when I got that revelation? Turn into Saul. But you keep sowing. Don't let nobody trick you out your money. You know, don't anybody send you some oil or a handkerchief or something. No, you listen to the Spirit of God. That's sometimes blocked people from the real thing. They think it's the same old, same old. Now, the crew, let's say a better word, the people who follow me know better. They know it's not the same old, same old. Partnership is so important because it is connection. They got testimonies after testimonies in here because of partnership. Going to another level, going to another level, going to another level. So it's so important. Children, I never pray about money. I don't pray about these services, about money. I never. You don't have to. Focus on him. Do what he tell you to do, and you'll have everything. You follow what I'm saying? Tradition, religious spirits, criticism and condemnation will keep you broke. Have compassion. Love people. One of the greatest lessons the Lord taught me says, there are people who can't hear what you're saying. They're not qualified. But most of the time, it's not their fault. So if a person turns against you because you believe in something, don't pity them. Have compassion on them. They just can't receive because they're not qualified to receive. They don't want to be mean to you. They don't want to call you a cult. They don't want to call you something else. They just don't know no better. Now, that's one of the greatest lessons you can learn, because Satan will use that to get your inside conversation wrong. Jesus said, love your enemy. Love those who hate you and persecute to you. So always, if you want to walk in prosperity, you got to walk in love. There's a lot of people Satan sent to you to pull you out of love, to make you open your mouth in gossip and criticism and condemnation. Don't let it happen to you no more. Don't let it happen to me. Say, I know what that is. The apostle told me what that is. Just walk in love. Family member who turned their back on you. Pity them. Have compassion on them. They just don't know why you following David's fall. Or Daniel Robinson. They don't know why you left the family church and following Dan for what? They don't understand that it's a different level. So don't put them down. Just love them and let them go their way and you go your way. You just have moved to a higher level. Even this church, I tell my members, you don't need to defend me. You don't need to fight. The people just don't know. They just, you all shouldn't have had a seat in here. But they just don't know. I had a white lady write to me last week. She sent some money. And she was talking about the accolades of the ministry and how blessed she is. She said, I don't see many white folks in there. Where they at? She said, if I was there, I'd be there every time you open the door to get this wisdom. And she don't know this, the deep south. But you have to love them anyway. It just now one thing that I'm offended. One thing that was an imposter using my name to get money a couple of months, 3 months ago, and I was surprised the money those people give to that man just because he had my name. That means those businessmen in this city, they're not against me. They're not members of this church, but they got respect for this church. I mean, thousands of dollars. Until the police caught him, but he just used my name. Said Dr. Thompson want this. He said, oh yeah. I didn't know they loved me that much. You recognize what I'm saying? So you be running your mouth. The people not against you. They might just can't handle what you're doing. You got it? Let God people.